Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the skies are clear and sunny, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze throughout the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports just in. The U.S. has launched its 8th night of strikes on Iran, aiming to punish the IRGC for a deadly attack in Jordan. Also, I-24 News reports from earlier today that 2 U.S. troops died in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another missing. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post says Iran's actions show the need for a permanent regional defense alliance between Israel and Gulf states. Separately, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is watching the U.S.-Iran escalation and has offered to join the strikes, although Washington urges restraint. And finally, Forward reports from earlier today about an Israeli airstrike that killed a man in Gaza who organized World Cup viewings. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted just minutes ago about a new study arguing that the EU's fragmented sanctions system hinders Gaza's reconstruction. The Jewish Policy Institute shared insights earlier today on their Lean Constitution conference discussing how to manage societal disagreements in Israel more effectively. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, reported earlier today that the IRGC-affiliated outlet Tasnim claims a U.S. drone was shot down over Ahvaz, Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran, Times of Israel reports that these are in response to an attack on Jordan that the U.S. attributes to the IRGC. Strikes occurred in southern Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. The situation raises regional tensions, with U.S. bases in Kuwait coming under fire and the UAE facing threats. Washington warns that Iran-backed groups might escalate further. This situation could lead to wider regional conflict, if not contained. Turning to the loss of U.S. troops, I-24 News details that the attacks on Jordan have also resulted in one troop missing. Multiple sites in Iran's Hormozgan province were reportedly hit by U.S. retaliatory strikes. This highlights the ongoing volatility in the region and the risks faced by military personnel. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post emphasizes the urgency for Israel and Gulf states to form a regional defense alliance. Iran's ability to target nations not at war with it underscores the need for cooperation among these countries to enhance security. Such an alliance could stabilize the region and deter future aggression. The Ynet report on Israel's stance reveals that Jerusalem is preparing for potential rapid escalation and attacks by Iran or its proxies. Despite offering to join U.S. strikes, Washington has advised restraint to avoid further inflaming the situation. This highlights the delicate balance Israel must maintain between defense readiness and diplomatic caution. And finally, Forward highlights the tragic story of a man in Gaza killed by an Israeli airstrike. He was known for organizing World Cup viewings, a reminder of how ordinary lives are affected by military actions. This underscores the human cost of ongoing conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the labor market is still struggling to recover from the war, with 169,000 job seekers noted in June. The path to normalcy remains long. Separately, CTEC reports that Brandlight has appointed Gal Ohana as chief of staff. This move comes as the company, which recently raised $30 million, expands its leadership to leverage AI in marketing. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Moody's has kept Israel's credit rating at Ba1 with a stable outlook. The agency notes Israel's economic resilience despite geopolitical shocks, forecasting growth if ceasefires hold. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.